This week's Parshas Miketz, Shavuos, Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh Teves. When I dedicate this to the Refuah Shleimah for Yishai, Tzvi ben Rivka, Yaakov, Moshe ben Tzipora, Avram, Moshe ben Mali, Chaim Baruch ben Rachel Malka, Rivka Chana bat Tzipora, Nava Dina bat Sterna. So the Parsha begins with Yosef being pulled out of jail and coming in front of Paro, and he's able to translate, he's able to interpret the dreams different than all the other people that listened and tried to interpret Paro's dreams. They all were saying, if here you have animals, you have different things, therefore things equal things. Yosef comes along and he understands that those things actually translate into time, that they don't necessarily mean thing equals thing, but rather these numbers are actually equaling time. And perhaps it's suggested by Rav Forman that because if you think about what the dreams are, it's really the story of Yosef's family. Here his father worked for his beautiful mother, Yifat Tov, Yifat Mara, and ends up that she is switched and he ends up marrying the not-so-Yifat Mara, not-so-beautiful one. So the non-beautiful one eats up. And then what is it? 7 years and 7 years. So he translates because he sees within this dream the story of his father and his family, and so hence he understands it equals time. But Yosef is now thrust quickly into the role of rulership, becomes the number two, and he advises Paro successfully to create Mitzrayim, Egypt, into a superpower, and the brothers are forced to come down at the time of the famine. And when Yosef sees them, he recognizes them right away, but the brothers do not recognize him. Yosef accuses the brothers of being spies, meraglim atem. And over again, they say, no, we're family. And he says, no, you are clearly spies. So what is this accusation? What does it mean when he says you're spies? And perhaps what he's saying is, if we look at another context of where we see spies, we have when Moshe sends the spies to the land of Israel to look and to see what's going on there, and they come back with a negative report. The punishment that is given to them is that corresponds to the actual time that they were walking around the land of Israel. What did they do wrong when they were walking around the land of Israel? Meraglim atem, they were looking at the land in a negative way. And that the idea of spying in this respect is wanting to see certain thing. We all have our way of looking at things. And in this case, Yosef is there and he's saying, guys, it's me. And he couldn't believe that they were not able to see him. Did Yosef look so different? Possibly. He maybe had a beard, but did he look so different that they couldn't recognize him? But the idea of meraglim atem, that he's accusing them, is that they were not able to see that which was right in front of their eyes, that it was Yosef that was standing there. And why did they see it? Because they weren't, that's just not what they were looking for. They could never have expected. It's no way that Yosef is this person that's in front of them. And that's why he's constantly saying meraglim atem. How does this apply to what we're celebrating here, the holiday of Chanukah? So perhaps what we're talking about here is the idea of when we light the Chanukah menorah, and we gaze and we look at those flames. The question is, how are we looking at things in general? How do we perceive things? What's amazing, what I saw this week from the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin explains that actually the Chanukah story goes all the way back to Avram Avinu, to Abraham. And that Abraham, what Abraham stood for is that he discovered God. He understood by looking at the world that there was a God that was much greater than any individual power, but that there was this greater power that controlled everything. And that actually, the Bas Ayin says that it's this day of Rosh Chodesh Teves, that is when Avram was born. And he says that you see it from, that he's born and he dies at the same, on Rosh Chodesh, on this Rosh Chodesh. And he gets it from Tikaver b'seva tova. You'll be buried in a good state. That the first letters of Tikaver b'seva tova backwards, the first letter spells Tevet. That Avram was actually born and had his yahrzeit is Rosh Chodesh Teves. Now, how does this relate? What's the idea here? So we see that the whole push here of Chanukah is that the Yevanim, the Greeks, come and they push to separate us from our connection to God. What Avram saw, and when did he discover that there was this one God that controlled everything? Because at the time, they worshipped the sun. So Avram is looking, and then the sun sets, and it disappears. So it can't be that the sun is controlling everything. There's got to be a power that's even above that. And at that point, he got going. And so the idea of when we light the menorah, when do we do it? Mishatishka achama, when the sun sets. Going back all the way to Avram Avinu, that the idea of Abraham's discovery is the same theme that continues on, that we're tasked to always work towards in this physical realm to be able to see through everything and to understand that there is Hashem that's underlying everything and is above and controls everything. And so here the Yevanim, the Greeks, come and they try to uproot us from those things, from the connection to Bris Milah, which is Avram's hallmark, and then Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. But the connection is that this idea that Avram, from the beginning of our history, was about, represented, understood this idea of the centrality and the oneness of God. And so when we come to this holiday, it's how do we perceive things? How do we see things? What's happening in our parsha is that we see that the brothers are struggling with perception of seeing things, not seeing what's in front of their eyes. And we all struggle with this issue. Comes Chanukah, which takes us back to the beginning of our history with Avram and what he represented. And then going forward into our history is this issue of working towards being able to see things for what they are. And so as we light our Chanukah menorah and we bring this type of illumination and we look at the flame, it's telling us how here we have a mitzvah to look and to see. And what it's really telling us is on the deepest level that we need to work towards being able to see ultimately Hashem's hand in this world. And then from there, as Avram did, to become closer and closer to God, whereas Avram is called our Hashem's lover. That is what we're tasked to do, to be able to work towards that and to ultimately, as a group, to be able to connect Hashem in that deep way. And then God willing, with the illumination, with this incredible power of Chanukah and this idea, we should be able to bring that illumination to the world and a clarity that's very much lacking. Wishing everybody a great Shabbos, a good Chodesh, and a happy and healthy Chanukah.